So let's review. Today we began the first Mishnah of the last Perek of Maseches Brachas, Perek Haroi. Zok the Mishnah. Haroi Mokim Shenasu by Nisim Yisrael. Oime Baruch Shasa Nisim Laveisenu B'Mokim Hazeh. When this is a place where miracles were performed on behalf of Klal Yisrael, such as the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yamsuf and the Jordan River, says, Baruch Shasa Nisim Laveisenu B'Mokim Hazeh. The Mishnah goes on to list numerous incidents where we are to make special brachas of Shvach and Eidah, of gratitude and praise of Hashem's kindness and greatness. The details of these brachas will be discussed over the course of this parak. The Gemara begins by explaining that making brachas for the miracles that Hashem did is learned from Yisrael, who said upon hearing from Moshe Rabbeinu all the miracles that Hashem performed for Klal Yisrael during Yetzias Mitzrayim, Baruch Hashem asher hitzel eschem miyad Mitzrayim umiyad pare. The Gemara says that a bracha is recited not only on miracles performed for Klal Yisrael, but even on a miracle performed on behalf of an individual. However, there is a difference between the two cases. Anisa de Rabim kule alma mechayiv levruche. Regarding a miracle performed for Klal Yisrael, everybody is obligated to recite this bracha, even someone who is not there. However, anisa de yachin iu chayiv levruche. When a miracle is performed on behalf of an individual, only that particular individual recites the bracha. The Gemara then presents a braisa which lists numerous examples of places where Hashem performed miracles for Klal Yisrael. Among them are three miraculous events which are not recorded explicitly in the Torah. Ma'abris Nachli Arnon, the crossing of the canyons of Arnon, Avnei Algavish b'Merid Beis Charen, the stones of Algavish, and Evan Shebikish Lizrik Oig Melech HaBashan al Yisrael, the stone that Oig wanted to throw on top of Klal Yisrael. Ma'abris Nachli Arnon refers to an incident hinted to in Parshas Chukas that occurred when Klal Yisrael passed through a valley called Nachli Arnon, near the Amori border, and were about to be ambushed by the Amorim hiding in the mountains above the valley. Hashem performed the miracle, unbeknownst to Klal Yisrael at the time, and crushed the Amorim by briefly moving the two mountains on either side of the valley together. After passing through this valley, Klal Yisrael became aware of this miracle when they noticed blood flowing down the mountains and sang a special shir to Hashem. Avnei Algavish b'morid beis charet is explained as his meaning, Avonim sha'omdu algaf ish v'yerdu algavish, and refers to the hailstones that were miraculously suspended in mid-air at the end of the Makkah of Barad. Years later, during the generation of Yeshua, these same hailstones came crashing down on top of the Amor. Evan Shebikish Lizrik Oig Melech HaBashan al Yisrael refers to an incident known to Chazal through the Messiah that occurred when Klal Yisrael were encamped in the Midbar. Oig lifted a huge mountain and intended to throw it on top of Klal Yisrael, and the Gemara recounts how Oig was miraculously killed by Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara continues and discusses other types of brachas. One who sees the pillar of salt that Lot's wife was transformed into as punishment for looking at the destruction of Sidonim should say two brachas. One is the standard bracha of Baruch Dayna Emes, which is a bracha recited in any paranas, punishment or unfortunate occurrences, plus the bracha of Baruch Zeches HaTzadikim, in praise to Hashem receiving Lot from Sidonim. Based on the story of Lot, Rav Yechanan says, Afil b'shas kaisa shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zeches HaTzadikim. The Gemara then discusses Birchas HaGoyimel. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, Arba'a Tzrichin Lohidus. Four types of people must say Birchas HaGoyimel in the presence of 10 people in thanks to Hashem for their salvation. They are Yerde Hayam, Holche Midborius, Choyle V'Nisrape, U'mishahoy Chovish Beveis Asur. One who travels the sea, one who travels the wilderness, one who recovered from an illness, and one who is released from prison. The Gemara then cites the source for this halacha from Tehillim Kapitel Kav Zayin, which begins with Hoidu Hashem Kitayv, let us give gratitude to Hashem for all the goodness He has done to us. The Gemara then records an incident regarding this halacha. Rabbi Yehuda Cholash Ve'itpach. When Rabbi Yehuda recovered from an illness, Rav Chana of Baghdad and other Rabbanim went to visit him. They said to him, Baruch Rachmanu Di'Havach Na'alan V'lo Yehavach La'afra. Blessed is Hashem who has given you to us and has not given you to the dust. The Gemara says that since there were 10 people present at the time, and Rabbi Yehuda answered Omei to their bracha of thanksgiving, he was there for Yoytza Birchas HaGoyimel. The Gemara then moves on to another statement of Rabbi Yehuda having to do with a sick person. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Shloishu Tzichin Shimer. Three types of people require protection from a zikin. Ve'eluhein, Choyla, Chosan, Ve'kala. They are a sick person, a Chosan, and a Kala. The Brisa says that a Chaya, a woman who has given birth, also needs protection. Ve'yeshayim af Oval, Ve'yeshayim af Tamid HaChacham Balayla. And some say also an Oval, and some say also Tamid HaChachamim at night.